This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. JP Cakes, EB and Bish, and joining us right now in studio...
Very nice.
The commissioner of the XFL, that's Oliver Luck, and the head coach of the DC team, still unnamed. Cakes wants to name your team.
No,
it's a lot of pressure, Cakes.
But the head coach is Pep Hamilton. Yes, let me introduce him, who was most recently at the University of Michigan. Oliver Luck, a lot of people know him because his son is Andrew Luck. He played him in, and Pep coached Andrew Luck for 6 years.
6 years.
Because 2 years in college, 4 years with the Colts.
That's right.
Wow.
So there's a little connection.
Well, hold on. Let's get to the name thing. Yeah, talk close to the microphone. Do we have options that have been thrown out there yet? Where are we on the status of the name?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. So we've got a lot of work going on with our team identities, and we'll probably be in a position end of March, beginning of April to unveil those.
Ooh,
so
good.
We'd love your suggestions, but we'll probably ignore them.
Sure, you know, so I won't give any, but it's good to know.
So there'll be zero fan
here.
Input on something like this.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult to let fans weigh in because of trademarks and all this other stuff, right? And then fans say, oh, that was my idea that I provided to the team, and they file lawsuits.
Stay away from all that.
Yeah, it's a lot cleaner, you know, to sort of just do it right in house and come up with.
All right, when are you guys? Because we're all watching the, you know, your competitor, the AF.
Right.
When do you guys start playing?
We start playing 2020.
All right. 2020.
We launch basically a year from now.
Same time.
So you'll be going head to head with the AAF, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Now what they're getting a lot of good publicity, and it's football, and so you know I watch it a little bit.
Sure.
But where they're botching it, in my opinion, and I think you guys are going to capitalize on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is I don't know any of the players. The only thing I know are the coaches. And I'm not going to watch it to see Mike Singletary stand there on the sideline. No disrespect to Pep. Or, you know what I mean? I want to see the
players. The way
Pep
stands is unbelievable. Yeah. You've got to see
the coaches are the bigger names in the AAF.
Yeah, just don't know the players. It's hard for me as a fan. I want to know. I want to be invested in the guys. I like the old USFL model where they went after, and I know people aren't going to spend millions the way they used to, but I'd go after – RG3 or a cap, or I know Johnny Manziel. I guess there's a rule Vince doesn't want, you know, anybody with a record. Okay, I get that. But are we going to go after some bigger name guys?
So
how are you going to get any players?
I'll say, who's going to play?
Yeah.
Who knew? I'll say this, that we're going to try to attract quality quarterbacks because I believe, Pep believes, we all believe the quality of the quarterback play is going to determine
sets
the quality
the
of our play, right? It sets the tone, exactly. Right. So, we think that we can be attractive to guys who are practice squad quarterbacks or backups who aren't playing.
But you got to offer them the money.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's got to be more than the $70,000 that the other guys in the other league are offering. So, and we can do that, right?
Right.
Vince does have some significant
capital.
Yeah,
he's got some deep pockets.
Does he have a lot of corporate sponsorship behind him, though, or investors behind him? Or is it all Vince?
No, it's all Vince.
He's insane.
He's got that much cash?
Insane.
How about
he's old
that?
Now.
Or he's a genius. So it's
he's a genius.
Combination of both.
Well, you know, I can't get inside his head, right? But he's relatively wealthy.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he runs a publicly traded company. I mean, it's all public information in terms of the stock.
The value of the company,
you know, the value of his stock holdings at WWE. He's a chairman and CEO. He effectively, you know, controls the company. And he loves football.
Right.
That's a great thing for me and Pep and others. He loves football. He doesn't know that much about the game.
Right.
I think he got kicked off his high school team for fighting.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He loves the game. He loves the game and loves like what it means for the American fabric.
How are you guys going to decide? Is there going to be a draft? And then, because the AAF did the quarterbacks, they kind of selected the quarterbacks for the teams, and then the other players were regional players.
Right.
So we'll, how will the XFL?
We'll have a draft, right, for all of our players. I don't want to ever allocate a player, right? Because then it looks like it's a little bit skewed, or you know, one team is being favored.
Because it's obviously skewed in the AAF. because Orlando has much more talent than, from what I've seen, than the other teams.
Well, they've also tried to regionally distribute the talent.
That's what
too,
I'm saying.
I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I think a distribution system like the draft without any restrictions is the best way to go, because that will allow the, you know, Pep to pick the players that he wants to pick for his you know, his style of play.
Pep, did you know you have a quarterback who's 1-0 in studio that beat a professional team?
Where's the
picture? Now, he beat a professional women's team, but it was tackle football, and you won.
I mean, he could go
true, if you ever
tryout.
Need a backup.
10 years ago.
And by the way, 4-for-4 on extra points, coach.
Now,
right
he's,
over
got
here.
The, he's got the size you're probably looking for, 6'6", but his age probably precludes him.
You don't like 48-year-old guys.
Oh, no, he's a monument in the pocket.
Funny.
Let me ask you.
workers' compensation is an important issue. For us. So that's one of the reasons.
I would need
that's
it.
One of the reasons.
Our playbook was only about 8 plays deep.
Yeah, but I still needed a wristband. Yes. That is a true story.
By the way, we were flagged 13 times in the game, and most of them were phantom calls.
Well, they
calls.
Were cheating. Yeah, the refs were cheating.
Yeah.
But we did win.
Yep.
All right. So, from what I remember from the XFL, and how many years now has it been?
18.
It's been 18.
Yeah, 18.
Oh my God.
2001.
We're all dying.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
So here's what I remember from the XFL. A lot of hype, a lot of excitement, the nicknames on the jerseys and everything, some gimmicky stuff, but the play was kind of ragged, right? We felt like, at least the perception was, that the product was shoved out there a little quick, and I don't know. I remember watching it for several weeks more than I'm watching this AAF.
We actually had a fantasy league.
We did,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it got
sad.
A lot of,
degenerates. Sad, but true.
No, but it got a lot of good publicity. We, you know, yeah, even like, I still remember He Hate. Everybody remembers
everybody
He Hate
remembers
Me.
Everybody remembers He Hate.
Yep. Everybody remembers that, right? So the publicity was there, but it died. How is this go around going to be different?
Better football. Simple answer. Better football.
What about the gimmicks?
We're gonna reduce the gimmicks to a zero level. So
right.
That doesn't mean we can't innovate, right?
Right.
Do
right.
things a little bit differently, right? Have a
so we're not gonna have a scrum at the
beginning.
We're
not gonna have a scrum. I mean, listen, Americans like football, but even more importantly, I think Americans respect football and they don't want to diminish the game.
Right.
They don't want to, you know, gimmicize, if that's a word, the game, right? And that's the mistake I think that Vince made back in Oakland.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We're old. We were big fans of the USFL. And I know I was. And it was doing well. But then their problem was, right, they decided to take on the NFL head-to-head, right?
Nobody takes on the NFL.
Right.
The NFL is
find your niche.
I love the NFL. Pep loves the NFL.
Love
right? America loves the NFL.
Yeah. Nobody Pep takes made on a lot of money in the NFL.
Yeah. Right.
Die Hard Redskins.
A lot more than I made.
Really?
Probably went to Howard, yeah. Local. So what about the offensive? Are there going to be any different rules offensively?
AAF well, we're going to meet and discuss the details of the rule book, but as far as I know, going into it, we're going to do like you would do in any case. You're going to find a way to put your players in the best position to be successful, and we're not going to limit ourselves to saying that we can't do certain things, but it'll be a similar process to any implementation of a game plan that I've ever had.
Do you think that there are going to be extra points?
Yes.
Oh, there will be. Okay.
We're going to have 3 extra points. We're going to have a 1 point, a 2 point, and a 3 point extra point.
Ooh, all right. So there's
first
a gimmick.
Time there you go.
We're going to have a 9-point touchdown. I think that makes sense to allow it. And it's going to be hard to make that 3 point extra point, obviously.
What's it going to be, like 50-plus yarder, something like that?
No kicks.
Oh, no kicks.
No kicks. No kicks for extra points. Play football.
Okay.
So that's what I was asking.
You but you're going to have field goals.
I haven't briefed Pep on some of these things.
Right? So he's still learning.
We should mention Oliver Lux joining us. He's the new commissioner of the XFL. Pep Hamilton is going to coach the DC team. Who hired you? Just I am unaware. It's not. Is there an owner of a DC team, or it's just so the XFL? So he hires you, and you're hiring the coaches of all the teams.
Correct.
You got it.
Got you.
And then, do you put together your staff that you
yes.
want?
Okay. Yes, I will. I've already started that process.
Good.
And,
okay.
And you're the GM as well. That sounds like a lot of work. Coach and GM?
That is a lot of work.
All right, think Al Davis back in the 70s.
Okay.
Head coach, general manager of the Raiders.
Yeah.
Right? Right. So that was an era when Pep and I are old enough to remember this. You guys too. That was an era when the coaching staff really did all the personnel work in the offseason.
Right.
They didn't have an army of scouts, maybe one or two. Remember Blesto?
Oh, yeah.
Bills, Lions, Eagles, Steelers. They
the
combined
scouting
resources.
Organization. Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
No,
yeah.
That's totally changed. Well, so we're kind of taking a page out of the 70s.
It also eliminates another salary you got to pay.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true. All right, let me ask you this. What is your TV deal? Do you have a TV deal yet?
We will announce very soon a television deal. It'll be very powerful, right? So we have 8 teams in this league. We'll have 4 games a weekend. That's my West Virginia math.
Right, right.
And we will have 2 of those 4 games on over-the-air terrestrial carriers.
right.
brands that everybody recognizes, and two of those games on fully distributed cable.
Wow.
Will the draft be televised?
That's a good question. I don't know yet.
Okay.
For Pep, your last two stops, or right. maybe two of your most recent stops, you coached with Coach Harbaugh,
right.
Michigan, and Hugh Jackson. Talk about your experiences with those two guys.
You can't teach experience, and two great opportunities to really just enjoy tradition-rich programs and franchises, should mm-hmm. I say. And I have a lot of respect for both Jim Harbaugh and Hugh Jackson, and I appreciate the opportunities that they gave me.
Very political.
Yeah. You know, what was most important about really the process of deciding on whether or not to take on this XFL opportunity was I wanted an opportunity to shop for the groceries, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you've heard that before,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Pick your own player.
And,
yeah.
You know, I wanted...
But in Michigan, you're part of the recruiting process,
yeah,
I have to believe.
I mean, you are, but it's
such
it's
a big machine.
Different process.
Yeah.
You know, it's but it was great. You know, at Michigan, you have unlimited resources, so you have an advantage in recruiting.
You know? How many times did you interview for an NFL head job?
Once.
And who was that with?
The Raiders.
Okay. Did you feel like you had a fair shake in the interview, or
I did?
You
know, I did.
Okay.
You know, it was in 2014, and it was right after the interview happened. Right after the game when we played Kansas City, we were down 28 points.
What a great game that was!
And found a way to pull that game off, and I had a headache after that game.
I bet. So, I bet.
And I was sitting there, and they're asking me questions, you know, football and operations, and my head was spinning. I'm like, know what happened on 3rd and 6 in the second quarter, you know, but it was a great opportunity to go through that process, and you know, but you know, I'm here today.
Well, here I always wonder about those interviews with the interviews of the owner. We always hear, like, when Daniel Snyder has gone through the process here with the Redskins, sometimes they've even had guys spend the night, like, it's like 2 days. It's like, what the hell is he talking to these guys about for 2 days?
Right. You know, I think what's different, you know, is the team can, like, for instance, the Colts, they said, you know, if you want to interview them, you have a small window of time mm-hmm. that you can talk to them after our game this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have between, I think it was 5 and 8 p.m. So, so you're somewhat limited in
right.
what you can present. And but, you know, I thought it was a great
experience. What made you take the leap to join, you know, a startup league like this?
Oliver.
That's what it was.
That's easy.
Because your resume, your track record, where you've coached everywhere at the highest levels, that's a kind of a big leap of faith. Did you feel like it was?
Not really. You know, I trust that Oliver wouldn't be involved if it really didn't have cleats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the opportunity to come back home.
Right.
I live right up here near the Eastern Market.
Oh, really?
You've always maintained a place here?
That's always been
really?
My season home. My wife, she went to Duval High School.
PG County.
Lanham.
Yeah. Graduated from Howard. My mother-in-law, who lives with us in Michigan, she went to McKinley Tech.
Gotcha.
Also graduated from Howard University. And my oldest daughter was born at the same hospital that Andrew Luck was born at.
Oh, look at that.
Here in D.C.
Look at all the connections.
You've been living here for years, and you never called the show.
Hey,
it's Pep from the Eastern Market. I want to talk some NFL. Yeah. So, but this is your first head coaching job at any level,
right?
So, what's your biggest challenge?
Finding the right staff,
right?
You know, just
and you have the resources to do that. Can you pull
absolutely
big name guys? You're gonna have to dig into the high school. Like, where are you getting these guys from?
Well, I don't know that you need to necessarily pull big name guys. You just need to pull the right guys, the guys that share your passion and share your vision, mm-hmm. and can help our players to realize their full potential. You look at the trend in the NFL right now. You know, some of these hires, they're not big name guys. They're
True.
Just guys that, for whatever reason, they offer some expertise at some type of scheme that I guess that's perceived to be.
Do you know where your facilities will be?
Successful.
Because a big part is you have to have facilities, not just a field to practice at. You have to have film rooms. You have to have meeting rooms. I mean, where is that going to be?
So more than likely we'll be over to RFK, right? So
okay.
DC United is moving out, you know,
right.
going down to Loudoun, I think, with their facility. They've got a couple of beautiful fields over there. In fact, we were over there yesterday afternoon,
right.
spent 2 or 3 hours with DC Events. So
mm-hmm.
That setup You know, it's old, obviously.
Is that where you'll practice too?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be sort of the team's, you know, practice facility.
So what are the months? Like, how long will you have access to players? Hands-on access to
training
players.
Camp.
So we will start signing players this spring and summer, right? And we're going to be asking some of these guys, all these guys, not to play in the fall, something which they've never been asked to do because typically, right, football is played in the fall. So we'll be ramping up this summer with players. Our big draft will take place after the big NFL cutdown, which will be, you know, I think September 2nd this year. And then and this is critical, because of the mistake the XFL made, to your point, back in 2001, was a sloppy football.
Yeah.
Right. It only came together
rushed
for
it out
three
too
or four
quick.
Weeks.
Yeah.
So, we're planning on a couple of months of legitimate training camp work, right, to install offenses, defenses, special teams, and, you know, get these guys sort of in sync with each other.
So you're going to target quarterbacks primarily. That's where the bulk of your budget's going to be spent.
Well, we're going to offer quarterbacks more money than anybody else, is totally appropriate, right, Pep?
Absolutely.
How does that work with the – is there a tier system with the contracts?
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a couple of tiers of players, right? So we can offer quarterbacks as much, you know, during the course of this first year as $400,000-$600,000.
Wow. Will there be
real
exceptions?
Money. That can compete. That kind of money can compete with a kid who's on a practice squad or who's, you know, making the minimum in the NFL.
Well, do you have an exception where you could go out and sign a cap or somebody like that? Like in soccer, they have exceptions. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think we'd have to look at that on a person by person basis. The other thing that we do have is we're not subject to the NFL's 3-year out of high school rule.
Right.
Right. So that eligibility rule for the National Football League is baked into their collective bargaining agreement. We're not a signatory to that. Right.
Right.
So that we're not subject to that. So the kid's played a year of college ball or 2 years of college ball. He's got academic problems. Let's say he transfers and doesn't want to sit out a year. Right. That kid could find a home with us.
Interesting. Right. Now, I assume there's a salary cap for each team?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you got to have cost certainty. The
names,
it's a good thing.
The names will be interesting in terms of the quarterbacks.
I was just thinking about this the other day. All the good young quarterbacks coming out of college, and the game has changed at the collegiate level, and I think it's funner than it's ever been, right, in terms of watching it. There's 64 jobs in the National Football League for quarterbacks, your starter and your backup. Hardly anybody carries three guys. RG3 was the third guy in Baltimore for a while.
Right.
And then you have guys like, you know, Tom Brady that never retires, or Philip, or Eli, or Ben, or, you know, Matt Ryan. It's hard to make a 53-man roster as a quarterback. There's some really talented players out there. So we've got to be smart, and I think our coaches will be in terms of identifying those guys, but we think we have a shot. And these are not guys that, you know, are developmental projects to get into the NFL. We want to find the best 8 quarterbacks we can for our league, even if that means a guy – how old were you?
36.
No, but seriously, we're going to try to get guys that really have played and understand the game and can, you know, can help us put on a good quality of football.
I don't think you actually threw many passes in that game.
I think I threw 10.
Didn't have to. Handed the ball off.
Yeah, I mean,
it's okay.
I mean, it was a power running game.
To Oliver's point, you know, you're going to attract them with the compensation, but you're also going to attract them with just an opportunity to play.
The exposed
competitor wants to play.
Yeah, you can't teach experience.
As you guys might know, I ran NFL Europe for 10 years, right?
Right.
We saw guys, with my own eyes, right? I saw guys like Kurt Warner and John Kitna and Jake Delhomme and Brad Johnson go over to Europe, play 10 games. It's a 10-game season. And they resurrected or extended their NFL career.
How is this league going to be different from that?
That league was owned and operated by the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so those guys were on rosters and they were sent over because they were about to get cut. You know, they hadn't had a chance to play. Right?
Is this going to have, like, you haven't announced a TV deal yet, but is it going to have better sort of exposure than that?
Yeah. Yes.
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 Right. Because on paper, you say, well, we didn't really glom on, like, we never really got into the World League. Yeah. You know what I mean? It existed and it was a minor league system and it worked for guys, but as fans, we didn't get into it. Why would we get into this one? And largely, it's going to be because you have a better TV deal.
Well, I think we're going to have an excellent TV deal. I think our quality play is going to be fun. We're going to do a number of things that are innovative, right? Mm-hmm. Not gimmicky, but innovative that we think, you know, will improve the game. This league is designed, the rationale is, this league is designed for those hardcore football fans that miss football.
There's a market.
I know you got to go, but are the players in the AAF eligible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I would think that some of them are going to switch.
Are you going to sign them to 1-year deals or multi-year deals?
We're going to sign the majority of our players to 1-year deals.
1-year deals, right.
That makes sense.
All right. Well,
I'm waiting to hear about the 3-point play and the 9-point touchdown.
He doesn't even know about that.
I'm excited to hear about that.
We'll send it from
that.
The 2-yard line. It's probably from like the 25-yard line.
Well, if you're looking for sideline reporters or what else, Cakes, what can we do? That might be it.
I'll just wear an XFL hat on the cameras.
There you go. You can do that.
I got to say this, guys. I'm fascinated by how this works. You know, this is – I can't say that I listen to sports talk radio. You know, I'm not saying that I won't listen to you guys. You know, I am a fan of all of the D.C. sports teams. You know,
right.
I brought my son to the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby,
right.
Here last summer, and it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that you ask questions and you answer them before – you know, I get a chance to answer. You know, I think that's a cool strategy, you know?
That's a flaw, really, in our interviewing technique.
You should see these guys at home with their wives.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, it's a pleasure having you guys in, and I hope it's not the last time. When's the next big announcement, then?
So we're rolling out our remaining head coaches for the other 6 franchises, and then the next big announcement probably is our TV deal, as team identities, logos, colors.
Very cool. And then we'll wear all the free stuff you send us.
We'll send you a bunch of stuff.
All right, perfect.
Hey, and come on by anytime, Pep.
Yeah. Yep. You're welcome anytime. Fifth Junkie.
I mean, we went down to Roosevelt. Rivals.
Yep. And Oliver, you're always welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oliver Luck. Thank you, guys. And Pep Hamilton from the XFL. Keep it here. We're the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we just had Oliver Luck and Pep Hamilton in studio. Impressive dudes.
Good guys.
Yeah, I really like
Oliver Luck's been an athletic director, played in the NFL with the Oilers.
Did he have a political run, too?
I don't know.
I feel like he was maybe involved in politics.
I am very plugged in
with
politics.
Definitely the AD at West Virginia for a long time.
Yeah.
Not sure about the
political. Definitely making me more interested in the XFL.
Well, and you meet them, and they're nice guys. You want it to work out for them,
right?
You know, you're rooting for Pep Hamilton. You're rooting for the league. You know, just based on what they've told us on how they want to construct it, and how they want to construct the draft and format the league and rule changes. I think that it's certainly has a better shot than the AAF. Just my opinion. The money's obviously going to be greater,
mm-hmm.
So you're probably going to get better players, bigger names. So. We'll see.
I think
how
it's got a better shot, too.
And the key is that they're not rushing it out haphazardly like it was done in the early 2000s.
Correct.
They're taking their time with it. So hopefully that leads to a better product on the field.
EB, good recall. Apparently Oliver Luck in 1990 ran for Congress in West Virginia.
I knew there were some political aspirations at one point.
Hmm.
He was a Rhodes Scholar finalist. Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Dummy.
You guys are Johnny Rhodes scholars over here. That's the only Rhodes scholars.
We knew all about Johnny Rhodes.
That's the only Rhodes scholars that anybody in this room would ever.
I don't think anybody with that associated there was a scholar.
My favorite Johnny Rhodes story is one I was involved with. First of all, for people that don't know who Johnny Rhodes was, a great player at the University of Maryland.
Correct.
Maybe still the all-time steals leader. He was a really good player. Great defensive player. And he never made it in the NBA, so he kind of bounced around in Europe and things like that. And he ended up playing for the Maryland Nighthawks for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Tom Doyle. And the Maryland Nighthawks had this gimmick where you could have a celebrity 11th man. And I played in 2 games and actually scored 5 points in the ABA. And in one of those games, Johnny Rhodes was a member of the team. And I just remember there was a point I was sitting on the bench. And in this game, they put me in for the final minute. Like it was a close game. And Johnny Rhodes was playing most of the game. And he comes out of the game and he's just watching the game. And he has both arms stretched out. I'm just looking at him. And, you know, we had talked and knew him a little bit. And I just was thinking, how am I here playing in Upper Marlboro, Maryland?
Yes.
In front of, at that time, there weren't that many fans. Now, the next game that I played, there were a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like he had just played in China. You know, he signs a contract, then he signs a contract here, and the coach took him out. That's why he was shaking his head. He couldn't believe that he was on the bench.
Who was the coach? You remember the coach?
Yeah, no, I don't he couldn't believe the coach. You were on the bench.
Well, that too.
More than anything. Yeah,
he's going, I'm playing with radio guys.
Right. And by the way, he
5'9 white radio guys, and I used to play in Cameron.
Yeah, he is your all-time University of Maryland steals leader with 344, 11 ahead of Juan Dixon.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Laron Prophet coming in third. A ways behind the top two.
Where's X-ray hip?
Ooh, X-ray hip.
List.
Let's see.
X-ray hip. I'm not, Globetrotter.
I'm not seeing him on the steals list.
I just looked up Johnny Rhodes. Johnny Rhodes looks like he has a construction company. He's had since like 2003.
In the
he
area?
Probably played. Yeah. I'm gonna guess he probably played in about 10 countries.
I don't know.
I'm sure he did.
X-ray hip is 45 years old. Oh my God, it's over.
Get your tombstone ready, Ricky.
It's over, Johnny. You gotta be kidding me, Cakes.
Yeah, wow. I'll be intrigued with the XFL. Interesting that maybe they're not gonna have big names except for the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it sounded like they're honing in on practice squad guys.
Well, with the money that they're able to offer the quarterbacks, you would think that, yeah, you're going to get the bigger names.
Yeah, but they're going to have to protect them. They're going to have some quality players around them.
Yes.
But it doesn't sound like they're going to get
you're not going to get a cap. Or... You're not going to get anybody like that unless they made an exception, which they have the ability to with their
but this is,
system, the way
this
it's
is
set
why
up.
The AAF,
Vince can do whatever he wants.
This is why the AAF won't work, because the better players in the AAF will come to the XFL.
Because the money's better.
So the product's already subpar at the AAF now. Just wait until their best players start leaving to go right. to the XFL.
Well, but hold on. Are they're going to pay their quarterbacks significantly more. Are they going to pay their offensive linemen significantly more? Did he say that?
I didn't ask him that, but yeah. I just assume there's more money behind it.
Well, I think it's a pretty good deal at the AAF. If you're just, you know, like a random guy that played at like Boise State, they're going to give you $70,000, $80,000, and $100,000 for 3 years.
No, I get it. Just the product's not going to be as good.
Right. But I think financially, if you're just a random Joe, might be better for you in the AAF.
Look, I think what the AAF proved is there's a market for fans who want to watch football. Even if it was just for one game to be on a major network, they beat a premier college basketball game. They beat the NBA, which was the Rockets.
Well, that was week one.
Yeah, but in
understood.
Week...
What did we learn about the week two? Well, I didn't even see the numbers.
In week two, I did see something recently, and they said basically combined on the two networks, they did 1 million. And... it basically did the same as major college basketball on ESPN. I don't know what game it was. It did mm-hmm. 500,000 viewers. So it was on like the NFL Network, did 500,000 viewers, and it basically did the same that college basketball did on ESPN.
What was that compared to week one?
Well remember, the down. Week one was the network.
No, outside of CBS, because it was on NFL Network
I think
Sunday.
That's down about 3 million viewers, because I think in week one, the CBS game had about 3.5 million
Yeah, but you can't
viewers.
Compare that
I'm not
to
comparing,
that.
Right. I'm comparing no, the NFL comparing, Network numbers.
Oh, that
they're,
I don't know.
They're pretty similar.
So
there wasn't
a
dramatic drop-off.
Okay, all right.
No.
Let's see how it progresses.
They say
I think there's
it's
a market
fairly impressive that it did this. It basically did the same number that the NHL has. NHL's been around how many years? Did the same. It's got the yeah. league's been around 2 weeks.
Well, no one watches the NHL.
Well, it did the same number
hey,
as NHL.
I watched the NHL. I watched it last
I mean,
I
no one
Caps,
watches the national games.
Watch the Caps get a yeah, big
it did
win.
The same
wrong.
Number.
Watch the Caps.
As right, that's true.
Major college basketball on ESPN.
If
so
I told you
that's
tonight,
why they got a $250 million investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're absolutely right, because if it's the NBC game and the Caps aren't on hockey and they're showing the Maple Leafs against the Rangers.
Not interested.
Right. And nationally,
zero
that's,
interest.
Nationally that's not really getting a number.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch a random hockey game, but I might watch an XFL game if it was like Trace McSorley or if it was like... I don't know.
Yeah, players or Kaepernick or someone like that.
Yeah, Kaepernick. Or I'm even wondering if it was like would I watch it with Chase Daniel? I don't
would
know.
You watch it if it was
Tyrell
like,
Pickle.
Would you watch it if it was Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I might.
I think
over,
you might.
I would watch it. I certainly would watch it over like a random St. Louis Blues game. You know what I mean?
Well, of course. All
by
yeah.
the way, I
none
think,
of us would watch the St. Louis Blues game.
I almost think we're
game.
Burying the lead. This was just an aside after we signed off from the interview. I think it was Jason. Maybe it was Eric.
Yeah, I asked him.
Asked Pep Hamilton what he thought of the quarterbacks coming out.
Yeah.
Pep likes himself some lock.
Yep. He didn't seem that impressed by Kyler Murray.
No. He said Kyler Murray could play for sure, but
you just have to
be careful.
System.
You have to create a system. It could definitely
knows.
Work. And also, if he's taking 3 or 4 hits per game, he thinks, you know, halfway through
if
the season,
it's a read option system,
you're going to need a quarterback.
But you need to create lanes, spread guys out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he said it definitely could work. But he likes Locke. He said he didn't know a lot about Jones.
Yeah.
No, Duke well, he's at Michigan. He didn't play.
Yeah. So, yeah. Pep Hamilton.
What did he say about Haskins? Because he knows
he said he likes Haskins. Yeah. But that we just figure Haskins is not going to be available for us.
Correct.
He said we. Where do we
he's
pick?
He's a big Redskins guy.
Well, he said that.
Yeah.
Lives here. Wife went to
He's got a house in Eastern Market.
His compliment of us was that we answer our own questions. That wasn't a compliment.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that complimentary.
Well, and he looked at by the way, he looked at JP when he said it.
Did
he?
What question did I answer?
I think you probably interrupted him.
He was trying to compliment us, but it really is not a compliment.
No, they compliment you guys after.
No, I know they liked us.
Yeah, yeah. They say they want to stay here all day.
Yeah, no, it's great. They there's no question that they liked us and we liked them, but what he was saying that he liked is really kind of not a good trait.
It's not professional.
Or you're keeping the interview moving along.
Well, it's true, but you want to let the guy talk.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of bum-rushed him a little bit. You bum-rushed him a few times.
Hey.
I know, you're trying to get your questions in. I get it. I probably did.
Got six or seven guys in here, man.
I know.
But I'm definitely XFL greater than AAF, and they don't even have one player in the league yet.
I just need to know the team
name. So what's
name?
That tell you about the AAF?
I need to know the name.
The AAF, man. I'm just...
It's going to be a struggle for the AAF.
I need to know the XFL team names. And I don't know why I care. I need to know the Seattle expansion NHL team name. I just need to know it.
Well, you know who's going to be the XFL coach in Seattle? They're going to announce it on Tuesday.
I think it's Zorny.
It's going to be Jim Zorn.
Who's the one coach that they've already introduced before Pep?
Are you okay?
Stoops.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
So they're doing the big name coach.
They're doing the big name coaches.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing.
Well, but they're also going to spend money on quarterback.
Not a big name. My big name in Seattle.
Beloved
and a big
in Seattle.
Name,
yeah.
Big name here. Not a big name coach. He was terrible. He was all
okay,
head
but
coach.
He's a former NFLer.
He's huge
People
in Seattle.
Know the name.
He's huge in draft.
It's going to be interesting to see.
He's a bigger name than the Bengals' current head coach. Can you name the Bengals' current
Zach
head
Taylor.
Coach?
He's getting his first crack at it.
Okay, but
it's a little different.
I'll guarantee you this. He's a better coach than Jim Zorn. I will bet everything I own he's a better coach than Jim Zorn.
That's a lock. That's a lock.
Of course. I'm a better coach than Jim Zorn.
Well, there's a reason Zorn's not in the league anymore.
Right. How would you prove that?
How would I prove
use
it?
Use your brain.
Yeah, I just use
what
these.
What if he fails?
I use these.
What if he fails?
I use my eyeballs.
What if he fails as the Bengals head coach, which is a high likelihood.
There's
most Bengals head coaches
no
fails.
Way he's a worse coach. Than Jim Zorn.
Okay. Hey, Jim Zorn had an 8-8 season.
Cakes.
Let's look at Jim.
Okay.
Is Jim Zorn a better coach than Hugh Jackson?
No, it's impossible.
Coach in NFL
I'll
history.
Maybe he's slightly better.
I'll bet you this. Hold on.
You're only comparing him to one of the worst coaches of all time.
I'll bet you this.
On planet Earth.
Jim Zorn was 12-20. He had 12 wins in 2 years. Zach Taylor will have at least 12 wins in 2 years, the first 2 years. I'll bet you that. Want to make that bet?
Yeah, Mr. Zorn.
No, because I get sized for the Bengals a little bit.
What?
What have you ever worn a Bengals sweatshirt?
Perfect. He went to ASU. I got
my God.
I get sized for the
Bengals.
I'm with you.
Thank you. Even people in Cincinnati don't like the Bengals. And you like the Bengals all of a sudden because Avante's perfect.
I'm going through the NFL. Now, this is as of early September, right? So this is an old article. The practice squads, right? The practice squad quarterbacks in the NFL, they got to do better.
Of course.
Charles Kanoff.
Right, you're going to end up with Josh Johnson.
Kurt Benkert. All right, that was the practice squad quarterback for the Falcons. For the Bills, they didn't even have one. Kyle Allen for the Panthers. At least I can pronounce his name. We remember Tyler Bray, but that's not going to bring one eyeball. The practice squad quarterbacks are poop.
Well, that's why they're on the practice squad.
A lot of the second stringers are garbage.
That's not going to draw anybody. Tanner Lee.
I think you're right. They're going to go after
Tanner Lee, Nebraska.
After the guys.
But no one's going to.
They're going to go after the guys who
Cardale
are drafted.
Cardale Jones has a name.
That's the type of thing they're going after.
You could go after a Cardale Jones.
Okay, but he's poop.
But at least he's a name.
You need a name. They got to have name recognition.
Well, dude, the reason they're not names, that's why they're on the
practice squad. Here's another one. JT Barrett. That's a name, though. You can't go after Charles Kanoff.
Hold on a second. You can't just go after names if they're not good enough.
If they're good enough. They're all amazing athletes.
Hold on. If the no name is better than the name, You can't sign the name to a big contract just because he's a name. You have to have talent.
Well, you got to have a reason to watch. And I'm sorry, if you put Logan Woodside as a quarterback, I ain't got to watch.
Yeah, but he's probably better than JT Barrett.
JT Barrett makes some plays with his legs. He's sized.
Barely.
Back in Columbus.
Yeah. All right, we're way up against it. We'll come back.
Holy
more.
Cow, it's 9:43.
We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Jeepers.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Man, I don't think we have time to have Skippy on, but were we supposed to have your boy Skip on? I know Big Fat Winners is up, iTunes and thesportsjunkies.com.
No, he had a meeting in Denver this morning, so he was not scheduled.
Got you. So this weekend, you're heading to Circa.
Tomorrow night, yeah, going to Circa. Thank you to Matt Carlin, and thank you to Courtney West from Chariots for Hire providing info.
Did we get our GCs?
Yeah, it's right here.
They're somewhere in
house. I'm going to divvy them out after the
show.
Holy
crap.
Yeah.
That is a stack.
Now, are they all to each. Circa or to the other spot?
Yeah, these are all. Well, hold on. No. You can go to Open Road, and you can go to Trio, Bebe, El Bebe, Circa.
They own all those?
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a mogul.
Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
He's a full-on mogul, that dude.
Ship me about 10 of those. Nice.
We're going to divvy them up.
Very cool.
Not everybody's getting them.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, there's only so many to go around.
Adam's getting zippy.
I might throw Adam one.
What about you got to throw him a ball.
Drabby will get some.
A couple, not two.
But he said he'll never go to the D.C.
Yeah, so don't waste it.
Yeah. If he's not going
to
use them.
No. I said, no, we're going to go to lunch there. I said, JP said you'll be taking your wife to dinner there. I said, no. All right. It's too far.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but lunch. I mean, it's right down the road.
As soon as these mics go off.
You can walk there literally in 4 or 5 minutes from here.
Correct.
JP had me on the former Maryland player, wormhole.
Right, what have they done?
So you're fully down the wormhole
Johnny
now?
Can you believe?
Now? What's Drew Nicklaus up to these days?
He had me looking up Exury Hip.
Okay.
And then I found, can you believe there is an Exury Hip that went to Virginia Tech?
No, there's not.
Yes! Spelled the exact same way.
Two Exury Hips?
Yeah, he earned his bachelor's degree in psychology from Roanoke College.
Hold on.
Was it his son?
No.
You sure it's not the same person?
Look at this picture of him. If it is, the X-ray's gained about 100 pounds.
That doesn't look like the X-ray hip that I knew.
I know. The guy works in admissions at Virginia Tech.
Who knew that X-ray was such a popular name?
You know
name?
What? That might be a good call. It might be his son.
I don't know.
Might be X-ray hip junior.
Well, how old is he?
Although he's a chubby X-ray hip.
X-ray hip was butt skinny. He was the skinniest guy I ever saw.
Well, we kind of know what Lonnie Baxter's doing, right? In the poke.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah, right?
Hold on.
I don't know what's
he doing.
I know he's had issues.
Terroristic threats and stuff.
Well, he's definitely firing off guns near the White House.
I think he's.
But that was a long time ago.
Okay. Lonnie Baxter's 40 now. Oh, my God. I just can't deal with this anymore.
Well, then you have to stay away from those those websites.
Everyone's just too old.
Let me ask you this. You were talking about burning money recently.
Yeah.
How much money you're spending.
Yeah, literally.
Now, this is.
We have a constant fire like they do at the.
Yeah, you ever seen a Texas A&M bonfire back in the day?
When you have kids, this is part of the deal. But you know what is kind of an off-the-books way that you burn money? Birthday parties.
What do you mean, like for your kids? You're having one for your daughter?
No, not for your own. Yeah, we're having one, but that's understandable. It's the amount of birthday parties that they then go to.
Oh,
and you have to get gifts for and everything. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you just have to put a salary cap on the gifts. Like,
spend 10 bucks.
You're not buying an outrageous
gift. For a kid?
Gift.
You can't get something for 10 bucks.
Like a $25 gift.
$10 for a kid? Wait, hold on. What age are we talking about?
They go 11, 12.
Yeah, but you can't even really buy anything for $10.
$10. I mean,
but even a two, buy a
toddler a 20.
I have a combo.
What are you going to spend? Hold on. I'm a squeaker.
You're a squeaker.
I'm a squeaker.
$25. Yes,
you're a squeaker. They just said they didn't want to buy a candle for $20.
$25.
For his wife.
$25 for a candle. I draw the line. Sorry.
All right, hold on. You can get a decent gift for $20 for an 11-year-old.
You're right. It might mostly be for two-year-olds, but I just took my son to a 12-year-old birthday party, whatever. But I just know that there are four gifts that have to be bought for like the next week of parties and or gifts sent to family.
Yeah, that's $100 minimum.
Right.
Easy. Easily.
Well, you don't have to go to the party. Sorry, I'm busy.
Jason is a squeaker.
Sorry, I'm just busy.
Yeah,
but what about like nephews? Do you have nephews or nieces when they have birthdays that come up?
I don't have any brothers or sisters. How would I have nephews and nieces?
Well, you look from Teresa. Teresa's brother. Does he have any kids?
Yeah, but yes, he has one.
Doesn't she send gifts to their kids?
I'm sure she probably does.
So that's your kids. Your kids have one cousin then. Is that right? Am I thinking correctly?
They have one Kirk.
No, tons of cousins. Nephews and nieces are different.
All right, hold on. Why am I wrong?
One DeMarcus. That's
cousins are usually
because a nephew or niece would be my brother or sister's kids.
Right,
not my uncle's kids or my aunt's kids. How difficult is that to comprehend?
No, but that you don't have
first cousins. Yeah, your kids have one first cousin.
Yes,
that's correct.
That's correct.
All right, we got to get out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.